It's Monday, March 5th, 2007. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Just gonna come out tonight and get a brew and relax. But no, when you the party started, it's like you on call, you at the doctor orders. It's like you gotta block the border to the door and shock them when it's pouring. It's the groove of Sock Bomber. Mic in my vest, touch tap through my chest. Like I'ma run up in the party hall and be like, oh, fulfilling my calling. Big Will, that's my name. Writing rhymes, that's my game. Ask me again and I'll tell you the same. Look, just write your number right next to your name.
Oh, I'm the party starter. You might have a good time, but we party hard.
Start. You better get this party started.
What you waiting for? Let the pre-show begin.
Tell the DJ to play my song and we can dance all night.
You better get this party started. Get this party started on a Saturday night. Everybody's waiting for me to arrive. Sending out the message to all of my friends. We'll be looking flashy in my Mercedes Benz. I got lots of style, check my gold.
Without A&Rs and ultimatums, damn. Nowadays I say the phrase, along for the good old days. When the party was all about partying, I wasn't many party started in. My mom bends when I call my pen. The big question, should I run the mine a bill? Food for thought or dumb to rhyme a little? But will, if you come too high, that'll alienate folks and they won't buy you. Yo, look, people get trapped in the track and they be clapping. Even when the rapping is whack, yo, what happened? Nigga, we get happy with that. He old fashioned? Well, let's be happy he's back, you heard me?
You better get this party started.
What you waiting for? Let the pre-show begin.
Tell the DJ to play my song and we can dance all night.
Right there, Boston, Massachusetts' own wedding and event DJ. His name, DJ BC. That song, totally unbelievably great, if you ask me. That was a fantastic mashup of They Might Be Giants, Will Smith, and Pink, done by DJ BC. And you heard some Don't Let's Start, some Party Starter, and some Get the Party Started, the latter two being Will Smith and Pink, and the first one being, obviously, They Might Be Giants. Well, I say obviously, because I've actually never heard the Will Smith or the Pink song, but I'm very familiar with the They Might Be Giants component to that, and so that's why I explained it that way. Probably some people are like, what? You've never heard of that Pink song? That was a radio song or something. I don't know. All I know is that every time I play that song, I get the urge to stand up and dance, which is shameful, really, is what that is. I heard that in a very fine podcast called They Now, which if you don't listen to, you're probably not a big They Might Be Giants fan, but some of us, me, are. And I like the They Now. They Now is really good, and he played that song on the most recent episode, and I totally went there and stole it and put it on my podcast because it was that good. All right, DJ BC out of Boston. Check him out. He's got a whole website of like tons of different mashups. If you like that and you like the mashup-y goodness, you should check out his website because there's some crazy good stuff up there, in addition to They Might Be Starting, which was the name of that song, which I'm not sure if I actually said that, but it was. All right. Sorry, I'm a little under the weather. All right, next band. They're from Portland, Oregon. Their name is The Blow, and they've been around a little while. It's two chicks, and they do some great sort of, I don't know what you'd call it. It's like electric rock or something. It's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. You're going to like it. We're going to hear two songs. We're going to hear Parentheses and True Affection, both from their album Paper Television. Check it out right here on the show. And if you like it, you can pick it up in eMusic. You know, if you're an eMusic subscriber, congratulations. I found you something cool to download. Check it out. They're also on Amazon and iTunes, whatever. All right, here we go. The Blow from Portland with Parentheses. Next up after that will be True Affection.
Now and then you Washington, you may have noticed a subtle difference this week in D.C. The air, a little crisper. Food, a little more tasty. Homeless people weren't being discovered drained of blood. It could only mean one thing. Vice President Dick Cheney was out of town.
Shown this picture to see if it elicits any sort of human response whatsoever. Look, Dick, it's a kitten playing with a bird. Isn't it cute? No, Wolf, I see a fitter cat excited for the kill. Ripping off the head of a clearly weaker species, orgasmic in its desire to consume and savor the taste of blood. Okay, just checking.
After all, these implements and text designed by intellect, so vexed to find evidently there's just so much that hides. And though the saints of us divine in ancient feeding lines, their sentiment is just as hard to pluck from the vine. I'm trying hard not to pretend, allow myself no mock defense, step into the night, since I don't have the time nor mind to out the nursery rhymes that helped us out and made sense of our lives. The cruel, uneventful state of apathy releases me. I value them, but I won't cry if time has wiped out. I'm trying hard not to give in, batten down to fare the wind, read my head, at least pretend, allow myself no mock defense, step into them in front of you. Nothing holds a Roman candle to the solemn warmth you feel inside. There's no measuring of, nothing else is love.
George Bush can't have any more visitors until he finishes his homework. He can't see you now. He's losing a war to Arab teenagers. 3 weeks ago, it was the Carolina Hurricanes. This week, it was the Miami Heat. From now on, if he wants to meet any more sports heroes, he has to get in line behind all the other retarded kids.
All cut their thumbs and bleed into their bones. looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find. Without a trust or flaming fields, am I too dumb to refine? And if you took to me like, well, I'd have danced like the queen of the eyesores, and the rest of our lives would have fared well.
Iron Horse. Boy, howdy, do I like the bluegrass tributes. That right there was Iron Horse covering the Shins. We heard two songs in a row, Saint Simon and New Slang, both from their album A Bluegrass Tribute to the Shins, otherwise known as Pickin' on the Shins, part of the Pickin' on series, of course. Lots and lots of CDs. I actually played something from the Pickin' on Modest Mouse a while back, also by Iron Horse. And I've played lots of stuff by Old School Freight Train. They do instrumental Pickin' on CDs for the series, and it's great stuff, the bluegrass tribute stuff. I guess it's a little bit embarrassing. Like, you maybe don't want to be, like, bragging that you like the Pickin' on series because it's not, like, hip or something, but maybe it is hip. I don't know. I can't tell, but I just know that it makes me feel happy. So I always do like the Pickin' on. I just say, you know, brace yourself if they ever do a Pickin' on Belle and Sebastian or a Pickin' on They Might Be Giants, because there's going to be like a 2-hour-long show where all I do is just play both albums back to back. All right, finishing up this episode of the show, it's new music from the band Air. Air, Sounds of My Head favorites, Air, everybody's favorites, really, who doesn't love Air? They're totally great, right? Yes, they are, but the new album? Not so good. Yeah, no, I'm just not really feeling it. There's a handful, I'll say there's like 4 or 5 4-star songs, and the rest are less than that, and there's no 5-star songs, I don't think. Maybe one 5-star song, but even that, it's not their best work. Let me put it to you that way. Now that I've hyped it so well, let me play you a little bit of stuff from Pocket Symphony, the new album from Air. We're gonna hear a song called Merdu Japan. Not sure if that's how you say it, but that's how I said it. And I think it's one of the better tracks from this here Pocket Symphony by Air, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head. We'll be right back. that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Lost Message and Night Sight, both by Air, both from the new Pocket Symphony album, which comes out tomorrow. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Check back on the 19th for an all-new episode of This Hurrah Show.
Stadler?
What?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.